This is the Bittersweet and Twisted Records podcast of Vince and Bobby. I'm Vince, here doing another solo episode as Bobby is busy with some other projects. Yep, it's been a minute or two since our last episode, and I apologize for that. We never intend on having these super long pauses between episodes anymore, but, you know, life gets in the way and you have to deal with things. So once again, I'm here doing a podcast by myself while Bobby takes care of some other business, and hopefully she will join us on the next episode. So before we get into today's episode, entitled How I Came Into Possession of CDs That Belong to Dream Theater's Mike Portnoy, let me just get out of the way that if you like what you hear today, or if you go back and listen to any of the older episodes and like what you hear, be sure to follow us, like us, leave positive reviews. If you want to support us, you can head over to bittersweetandtwisted.com and check out stuff we have in our eBay store, CDs, vinyl, movies, books, whatever. And also at bittersweetandtwisted.com, you can find links to buy some t-shirts and other cool stuff. With that out of the way, let's get into episode 21 of Bittersweet and Twisted Records. And I will tell you the story how I came into possession of CDs that belonged to Mike Portnoy of Dream Theater. There is a record store I go to that's not that far from where Mike Portnoy lives. And they have a back room. It's the a budget room. Thousands of CDs for $2 each. And when I say thousands, I'm not making that up. It's literally thousands of all different genres. So one day I was in there looking through CDs, and I kept finding copies of Queensryche's Empire. Now, I had read online that the original 90s press sounded much better than the 2000s remaster, so I figured for $2, I'd pick one up and find out. So you're going to hear me open some CD cases here in this episode. So I picked up one of the copies of Empire, and I was checking the disc, make sure it wasn't scratched up. It was perfect. And I happened to look on the back of the booklet, and I was like, wow, that looks like an autograph. So I took the booklet out, unfolded all of it. And if you have the original pressing of Queensryche's Empire, you know that it's a very long fold out, and each member is featured. And on this booklet, there's a signature by each member. So I went and checked online really quick, compared signatures. They seemed legit. So this is autographed by all five original members of Queensryche. So I was like, wow, I'm going to get that. That's really cool. So I continued looking through the CDs, and there was like a lot of prog and prog metal stuff. And I was like, wow, someone ditched their collection. And as I was going through the things, I found a CD by Neil Zaza called Staring at the Sun. And I was familiar with Neil's name, so I was like, all right, let me check this out. So I picked it up, and I could feel there was something inside the booklet. So I opened up the booklet, and you can hear me unfold this letter that was inside of the booklet. And I will read it to you. Mike, as promised, here is my latest CD, Staring at the Sun. Please take a listen and let me know what you think. It's a bit different than what you were doing in DT and or LTE, but some of the newer material is a bit more out there. Take a listen and drop me an email when you get a chance. As far as scheduling, if you're interested in recording, that would be totally in your court. I have a few other projects that I am busy with, so I could and would be willing to work around what you're doing. Enjoy the disc and talk soon. Neil Zazan has Neil's email and phone number. And I was thinking, when I read this, I was like, well, that's interesting. Mike, DT, LTE. And then I was thinking, no. This can't be Mike Portnoy of Dream Theater, the DT, or Liquid Tension Experiment, the LTE. And I was like, no, that's really cool if it is. And if you don't know who Mike Portnoy is, he is the drummer for the band Dream Theater, and he was their founder, and he was at the band till 2010. Then he left for like a dozen years and came back in 2023, and he's played with Adrenaline Mob, Avenged Sevenfold, Flying Colors, the aforementioned Liquid Tension Experiment, Sons of Apollo, Transatlantic Winery Dogs, and about a dozen others. So I thought that was really cool that that letter was in there. I was like, all right, that's cool. I'm finding some cool stuff today. I got a signed Queensryche and a Neil Zaza CD with a letter to most probably Mike Portnoy in it. And so, yeah, I told you Mike was. So you might go, well, who's Neil Zaza? Well, he was a member of the band Zaza in the late 80s and early 90s before he went solo, releasing over a dozen albums, blending instrumental rock and classical music. And he's worked with Jordan Rudess of Dream Theater, Michael Anthony of Van Halen, Steve Smith and Ross Valerie of Journey, the Nelson Brothers, Ted Poley of Danger Danger, and the Akron Symphony Orchestra. And he maintains a strong following overseas, which he'll be touring Europe and China later this year. So there's a plug for Neil Zaza at neilzaza.com. So I was like, all right, looking through these CDs. I'm like, cool. So I started checking inside all the prog and metal stuff I found. And then I found this one. This CD is Thud by Kevin Gilbert. Now, there was a piece of paper inside of this booklet, which I'll get to in just a second. So, let me give you a little background on Kevin Gilbert before I get to this. Kevin Gilbert was known for his early 90s band Toy Matinee with producer Pat Leonard. He did studio work with Michael Jackson, Madonna, and Keith Emerson. And he co-wrote 7 songs on then-girlfriend Sheryl Crow's massive album Tuesday Night Music Club. And some of his co-writes, Leaving Las Vegas, All I Want to Do, and Strong Enough, released his singles and became big hits. So inside of this CD booklet is a FedEx air bill from sender's name, Mike Portnoy. And it has a phone number. It's none of my business. And it has a business address for Dream Theater. So he sent this using the Dream Theater business account, I assume. And he sent this. This is the sender's copy of the air bill to Kevin Gilbert in California. And this was, who knows what the package was he was sending. Mike filled this out on May 10th, 1996. And if you know who Kevin Gilbert is, you know what I'm about to say. On May 18th, 1996, Kevin Gilbert died from what the medical examiner said was autoerotic asphyxiation. So Mike had sent this package to Kevin the week before he was found dead. So I wonder if he ever was able to check out this package. So what started off as really cool finds of these CDs that belonged to Mike Portnoy ended on a downer note, knowing that he had sent something to him the week before he passed away, and he had kept the air bill from FedEx inside the booklet. So now I have these in my collection. Now, I'm not saying that the signed Queensryche was from Mike's collection, but chances are it was, since it was obviously part of the same group of CDs this record store had in the budget room. So my advice to people out there is when you're checking the budget bins, always check them out. Don't go, it's budget crap, no one cares. There is tons of gems to be found if you look hard enough. The same record store where I found these, I found a Skid Row Monkey Business promo single signed by Sebastian Bach and Rachel Bolan. So, oh God, the stuff I found, the signed stuff I found in bargain bins. Found Widowmaker CD signed by D. Snyder, Al Petrelli, Joe Franco, and Mark Russell. I found stuff signed by Bruce Kulick, just tons and tons of people. So never discount the budget bins. Always check them out. So this has been a quick episode of the podcast. When I'm by myself, I don't want to ramble on too long. Because if you listened before, you know that both Bobby and I can ramble a lot. And that's after editing. So I'm just going to wrap it up here today. Hopefully Bobby will join us on the next episode. And like I said, if you liked this, found it interesting, be sure to like and follow us on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Give us good reviews. Share it with your friends. And if you want to support the podcast monetarily, check us out at bittersweetandtwisted.com. Buy something from the eBay shop. Buy a piece of merch. So until next time, take care, everybody.